This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Americans continue losing their jobs with the economy all but shut down because of the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Another 4.4 million laid off workers applied for jobless benefits last week. The total across 5 weeks is now roughly 26 million people, about one in six American workers since mid-March. It's easily the worst string of layoffs on record amid the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, when the unemployment rate hit 25%. Some economists say it could reach 20% this month. Even as some states start to ease restrictions and let some businesses reopen, it's unlikely to lead to much rehiring, especially if Americans are too wary of leaving their homes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives is getting set to vote on a $500 billion measure aimed at helping businesses and hospitals cope with the coronavirus's devastation. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that continued bipartisan cooperation will be necessary to help the country recover.
Starting March 4th, we had our first bill, testing. Shortly thereafter, the 14th, mask in terms of the personal protective equipment that people needed. And again, our big CARES Act, which was bipartisan, as is this bill today.
The day's debate was almost overshadowed by social distancing steps that produced a stark image of how the pandemic is changing what used to be normal behavior in Washington. As Pelosi spoke, she lowered a white scarf that had covered much of her face. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.